Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. Today is Monday, and being Monday, it's 6/13/11. So I don't know if that means anything to anybody, but that's the day that it is. So just had our 8-hour call on Sunday. So it was a pretty good call. We did ththyroid energies, did heart energies, heart valves, muscles, squid energy, not squid, we didn't do squid, but they were doing squids, but octopus energies out of us, things in our head, the caterpillars in our joints, black widow energy, that was a big one. Plus we did other things too, but those are some of the ones that we've done. Normally there's probably about 100 different species that they get rid of. I may only see maybe a half a dozen of those, and we tend to concentrate on body issues. And we did a lot of the circulatory clearing too on that. So if you haven't been on these calls, I guess I could ask a question, why not, number one. And number two is you feel so much better afterwards. So, it's just a wonderful call to get onto. So even if you can only do one call or save up maybe your money to do a month in the future, it's well worth it to do $20 of healing for $200. Plus you're on the Lightship for a whole month. So anyway, if anybody wants to comment, oh, plus we went to, I forgot the most important thing. During the whole call, everybody on it was in defense fleet ships fighting the darkness. So if anybody wouldn't mind calling in, they can explain what it felt like. It's quite something to be in pure light 100% of the time on the call and to actually feel energies moving. So anyway, we'll have callers today if somebody wants to comment on that. So it was the first time that we did that during the whole call. But anyway, let's see if Annika's on here. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace someplace?
I am, Ron. Yes, I'm here, and it's Monday, a new week, and we've just had a wonderful weekend with marathon sessions. They're both a session on Saturday and Sunday, and you were mentioning some of all the things that got covered, and Mike is commenting here, a lot of snakes removed too, which was very good, he mentions, and we'll see whatever other happy people here will comment on the fast chat. And we do take callers, so if you want to call in and comment on anything you went through or what you've experienced so far, or if you have questions and that sort of thing, go to Station 1 on BBS Radio. That's where we're on today, and the call-in numbers are on there. There's four different lines, so you can find them all on there. Maybe we can go into talking about one of the clearings that I got a question about is, let's see, I've got to find it here, how to do the body rejuvenation clearing, and this was a question from Pat, so thank you for bringing that one up. It has a few different parts of it, and I actually had it here in front of me. So it basically is a part where you go in first, which is the step one, which is the body system light infusion healing, and you choose the system. And the first one on there is the circulatory, so you may choose that one. And then you run it for the spirit and then for the body and again for spirit-body integration at the very end there. And then you move back up top again and you go to the next system. You don't have to go in order. You can choose something that you would rather start with or whatever. You don't have to do them in that order, but and you might want to do some of the systems more than some of the others. So just wanted to explain that. And this is good to really help your whole body. So maybe, I don't know if you want to do a sample or talk a little bit more, Ron, about that particular clearing or something else.
Yeah, we could do a sample. What system would you like to try, Annika?
Immune system is always good for most people.
Okay. So here we go. This will be a sample of that here, your immune system clearing. And on the website, it's much more complete now. Actually, these are just samples. So even if you were to listen to me doing this, you know, 100 times, it would not even be as effective as it would be by going on the website. Plus, it won't work 100 times for you anyway. But the samples normally will work at the most probably about 6 times for most people. And then you know that you must need it, so then you get the clearing. After that, it's ineffective. So here we go, immune system. Boy, I'll count to 10. I'm getting hot all of a sudden. So somebody out there must have a condition. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, I'm still getting warm. I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now it's getting better. 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Okay, so Annika, how do you feel?
Yeah, I feel really good. It's a good one for me, and you know, my thing is more I get allergies and that sort of thing sometimes, but this is feeling good. So I can just mention maybe the systems that this particular clearing goes through. It starts off with circulatory system. The next one is digestive system. The next one is the endocrine system, which you did a lot of yesterday, Ron, which was just fantastic to go through the whole endocrine system. Excretory system is the next one. Then immune system, which we did a sample of right now. Muscular system, nervous system, reproductive system, respiratory system, skeletal system, urinary system, lymphatic system, hormonal balancing, oxygen enhancement, and then 15 is others specified below. And I know when some people have gone through the whole thing, sometimes they've entered specific healing below and actually put all of those systems. I don't know how effective that is to do, but it might be working once you've gone through all of them. And then also down below there's the step 2, which is the body blueprint renewal, and then it goes into step 3, which is a complete body light infusion. And I know you can kind of choose to do those after each system, or you can choose to do a couple of system and then do those. Or, you know, at least do that at the end when you're done, or if you leave it for a break or something. So, yeah, it's a very, very powerful clearing. And, you know, if you have anything physically, you know, and I do see Amy is mentioning feel more energy, felt drained before. So, yeah. A lot of us can feel really low and then do something like this and actually feel like we get more energy. So, yeah, it's very good for that. Danisha is asking, when you do a clearing, do you feel energy from loved ones that are not presently near us?
I would say you should not probably feel them. Although sometimes a clearing may go sideways to maybe a sibling or maybe your parents by doing yourself. But typically, if you are feeling the energy around you, it might be their emotional body if they're not living. If they are living, I very much doubt that you're going to feel their energy, because the healing is designed just for you. Unless you're doing them on an absentee basis, then you may feel their energy as you're doing the clearing, because the energy then will be going maybe a little bit through you too, because when they're getting cleared, you're also getting cleared slightly also. So that's kind of the way it works. But as far as just doing a basic clearing, for somebody who's living, you probably won't feel their energy. So hope I answered that question okay. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. So I did see that Marie R. was mentioning that she had 8 bites. And there is a very good clearing online that you have on your website, Ron. And I'm just trying to get to it now. But it's the bites and stings. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that one. I don't have it up here, but I do know it goes through different bites.
And we can do a sample of that for bites. Here we go. So let's bring in some energy here. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, everybody. If you're new to the program, just scroll down a little ways and bring up the light beam. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I think we got a beeper on.
I think so, too. Hello,
yes,
who's out there?
Annika, I'm Larry.
Hi.
So I'm calling in about the alien ships yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry. Tell them what you discovered.
Okay, what I found is that the alien ships sent in their particular ships to scope out the area pertaining to the lightship before they sent the battleship in to attack the lightship. And the ships that they sent in beforehand was the intelligence ship, and that was a round dome on top with a flat saucer shape at the bottom. And the dome at the top is where their intelligence is stored, and they get intelligence from the ship and see what they can get from their signals. And then they bring it back to their group. And then the reconnaissance ship, they just see the geographical area where it is and everything like that, and the size and shape and all that too. And then they send the information back to their group. And then they have a decoy ship, and that's like a perfectly round ship, but it's got a flange in the middle of it, and they shoot up and down from the flange. And this decoy ship can appear as a satellite, or can appear as a meteor with fire, like it's being extinguished, and it's a decoy to get up close to the lightship to try to attack the ship, and that's what its purpose is for. But it's really a spaceship in disguise. So these are 3 ships that they sent out before they send in the battleship to scope out the area, and then they'll send the battleship in. If they think they have everything understood, they'll send in the battleship. But the problem is that they don't know anything about the light. They don't know anything about the conditions and the systems of how the light will take out the darkness just to purify the area. And they have no understanding of the light or what they're attacking, because the light is in another energy field that they can't penetrate or understand. So their to their own folly when they attack the light ship, it seems. So basically, that's all that the information that I have up until now.
That's good.
Okay.
So, sounds like the darkness doesn't really know how powerful the light is. That's what I always see. They're kind of mystified. They think that they can control it because they don't have they have no way to connect to it, so they can get rid of it. It's very mystifying when you see what's happening. So how did you feel on the light ship that you're on by yourself, Larry?
Well, I thought it was very good. We had some people with us there. It was good. They formed a nebulous around us, and we had to break it with the light. The light did, and we had 14 people, I think, on the protection ship, fleet ship. But the nebulous was broken, and then we became pure light on the ship, which was very nice for all 14 of us. And then the light started to shoot out on its own and destroy these ships around us. And what was good is that we just study and observe because we're just students, but the light is proactive. It'll activate itself and go out and destroy the ships. We don't do that, but the light is doing that on its own automatically. So we just observe and study as students. That's all we are of the frequencies.
Yeah. Okay,
it's
that's
real
good,
good
Larry.
To see the light in action and destroying the darkness that was trying to attack the ship. That was very good and protective and a safe feeling.
Right.
And it was great to understand and see this the light in action like that and protecting its own light.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Larry. That's good.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. So, Ron, I just saw Sharon was asking, is there a liver clearing? And I just wanted to kind of bring up, since we talked about the body system rejuvenation, that it is under those clearings, and I would guess it comes under the excretory system, but I could be wrong there. But is there something in specifically otherwise for liver?
I don't have anything other than that. We do have the special clearing on the website for maybe one specific area, but I would just go through the whole, all the clearings on the body rejuvenation one.
Yeah, and one of the best ways to have liver clearing would be to go on the conference calls, which you are doing, Ron, 3 times a week, and it's an hour on Monday, an hour on Wednesday, where you do charging water for the rest of the week, and also on Friday. And I know you get so much clearing from that. And also, of course, the 8-hour calls that we just kind of mentioned and talked a little bit about. But you went into a lot of liver clearing on that one yesterday. I know I heard you talk about that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very good to come on there. And like you said, you're in quarantine during the week, so things can still be working on you there. So, Sharon, the 8-hour calls still happen coming up this Sunday again and the following Sunday after that. And if you want to contact Ron, if you haven't been on them yet, it's best to just send an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com. So over to you there, Ron.
Okay, let's do a entity clearing for people. Here we go. So taking away entities that have come into you through either pain in the body or through maybe an addiction that you might have. Remember, life is kind of addictive anyway, so we have lots of things that we like doing. And if entities like doing that, they may like your body because you're doing what they like to do. So here we go, everybody, an entity clearing. So I'll count to 10 to release some. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, the more of these that are in you, the more you are not yourself because they're taking the space up. So if you don't think that you're you, it's because you are them. Here we go. I'll get rid of more entities. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, you see how your body's feeling? You might feel sensing yourself a little differently. And sometimes when entities leave you, the thoughts inside of your head that were pestering you also leave. I mean, they may want you to go out and get that candy bar, so they keep giving you a thought of that candy bar to buy, you know, or something like that. So when they get released, all of a sudden your body now is more at peace because it's not having to deal with voices inside of your head or even thoughts or pictures. So back to you, Annika.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And so if you have a specific illness, we've often mentioned that, but in case somebody hasn't heard it yet, you know, if you have an entity that happens to come with an illness or something, you might actually get an illness through an entity. Let's say you have cancer or whatever. So another good way to look at healing is to get rid of those entities. And another process that you talk a lot about, Ron, that is quite interesting, and since there is no other real, well, might be some other questions we can go through, but I wanted to also mention how you often talk about loving it out of your body, or actually going through that whole system of actually saying that you love your particular issue. So do you want to describe that? Because that's actually really interesting.
Yeah, it is. At first, most people want to run out the door when they hear it because they're afraid to look at an issue. Because people have been conditioned that when you bring something or say something many times, that you're drawing it to you. And, yeah, that is, in a sense, true, like attracts like. But if you already have it, you already got it. And you won the prize, got the T-shirt. And you could have, like, you know, what we might say, you have one foot on the banana peel and the other one in the grave, you know. So you want to get rid of what your condition is. Only because you haven't caught on to the clues throughout your lifetime. So you're sitting there with a problem that is overwhelming. So what you want to do is we'll just use cancer for the main thing. People have cancer a lot. So we'll just say the first part of the affirmation is naturally you have to love it out of your life. So you want to say, I love my cancer. Okay. So right away, most people are going to run out the door. But you, you know, when you go to the doctor and they look at you, you know, very seriously after your test, and they go, well, you have cancer. Well, they don't say, oh, man, you have cancer, and your cancer isn't really a really good cancer. There's other people with a cancer that is 10 times more virile than yours, or, you know, it's more ugly. And yours is not that. You know, they just say, you have cancer. Right away, your heart stops, and you go, uh-oh, what did I do to get this? Well, your ancestors gave it to you, and you didn't catch on to the clues in this lifetime. So what you want to do now is love it out of your life. So you say, I love my cancer. So right away, for most people, when they hear that, they may want to actually throw up because they don't want to acknowledge that they created their cancer. You got it because you didn't catch on to the clue. That's the hard facts. And from there, what you do is you got to figure out what the emotional thing is. So how does it make you feel? So you love your cancer because you created it. Remember, the energy of your body only creates stuff that's livable, and your cancer is living, okay? So cancer is pro-life because you created it. So I love my cancer. Now, how does it make you feel? What's the emotional response? You're afraid to die? Okay. I love my cancer, and I have a fear of dying. Okay? Or I love my cancer, and I'm afraid to lose all of my money. I'm afraid to go to the doctor. I'm afraid of losing my my beloved cat, you know, Fitzgerald, because nobody can take care of him like I can. You know, you have all these issues that deal with the cancer scenario. So you could have 20 of these issues. So you first have to say, I love my cancer. And the next part is how it makes you feel. Now, you want to first get the one, whatever one comes up, do that. And eventually, you want to say it out loud, whatever those things are. And you may want to do 10 different types of problems that you're having or dealing with on the emotions with your particular cancer. And, you know, how it's making you feel, what you think of it. How it's maybe you're in pain. I love my cancer, and I love this pain that it's giving me. I love my cancer, and I love how I lost my intestines because of this. You know, all this stuff is issues that people have. So you keep saying it, and eventually you're going to hit rock bottom. You're going to be wallowing around, crying out loud, because you have to say it out loud, feeling sorry for yourself, and at some point, you're going to hit rock bottom. And when you hit the rock bottom point, then you're going to realize that the energy has left you because you have blocked energy there. You're creating your scenario. You brought cancer to life inside of your body, and your body wants to have it grow. And so you need to actually come into oneness with it. That's the only time I normally use the word oneness. If you listen to my program, they don't normally use oneness. So you have to come into oneness that cancer is your best friend and that you created it, and now you want it to leave, okay? And you don't really want it to leave. You want it to die. So you have to now command it after that to die because you created something. You have to kill it. And so now then you say, and I, you know, take the life force out of it, but you want to go through all the issues. It may just be not just one issue. You might have 20 issues. Maybe you're afraid of losing your children. You're afraid of leaving your friends. You're afraid of not being able to go out to your special restaurant once a week. You're afraid of looking funny. Whatever those things are, those are all issues that you're dealing with. And you want to cover, you know, as many as you can. And once you get rid of it, once you hit rock bottom, now if you can't do it out loud long enough to hit rock bottom, then you want to get a positive affirmation to get yourself out of the energy that you're bringing to yourself. Remember, all you're doing is stirring the pot up. And you're stirring the pot up with this energy that you created. So you may not like it. And so you want to then say an affirmation, which is basically putting you into denial about how you're a lovely person, you know, how I love myself, how people love me. Remember, this is all denial statements because you're not facing the facts of your problem. And then from there, you know, you start it over again. So have a friend come with you, you know, or be with you during it. But normally after you say it maybe 1,000, 2,000 times, you will eventually probably come to rock bottom. And then all of a sudden you're going to notice that how can all of these particular letters that spell the word cancer have all this power over you? And then at that point, you can say, okay, I'm now taking control of my life back from these letters that make the word cancer or whatever you're diagnosed with, because they always have some word that's very, very complicated in Latin, typically to tell you what your problem is, to even make you more fearful. So you can do research on Google to see what the heck the doctor's talking about. So anyway, that's the whole process. You have to love it out of your life. So unfortunately, yeah, so you didn't do the emotional clearings probably years ago because you just heard about the creation light shift, and that more than likely could have got you out of your situation that you have now. But that's what you want to do. Most people are afraid to do it because naturally the new age will say, oh, you can't say that. You have to think positive thoughts. Remember, the positive thoughts got you into your situation anyway because you're in darkness. So you want to get into the situation to break it open so you can actually get in there and deal with it. So it takes you out of denial. And
so
it's not an easy thing to do. Like I said, most people want to run away when they hear it because when you start saying it out loud, you feel very, very uncomfortable. You may start to go into convulsions. You may start to cry hysterically. and that's your issue. You need to get it out of you so you can sit back very calmly and say, okay, cancer, goodbye, Charlie. I'm out of that situation, and I'm now going to put healing energy into me, because your healing energy will not and cannot come into you because you denounce your spirit, and your spirit is not allowing the life force to go into it because your mind blocked the healing energy on it. Your body created it. Nothing to do with spirit. Your body created this scenario from mind energy, and your spirit can't break through to do any healing on it. So you have to get rid of that crust. Kind of like the old commercial that you may have seen on TV with the M&Ms jumping into the pool, and they get the little coating on them. Well, that's what you have to get rid of that. You got to get rid of all that stuff. So anyway, I hope that helped everybody. So that's one way to do that, mm-hmm. and it does work, and it may not be comfortable, but at least you can look at cancer or whatever your illness is a lot differently because you're taking control of it. Otherwise, you're completely in denial. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so if somebody's doing this and it takes more than a day, they spend more than a day, or they have done a whole day of it, would you uh-huh. say it would be good to maybe do something positive, or should a person keep going for days? Like, would it be,
doesn't break down and feel the emotions on it and start to cry and break down, then your emotional body is completely contaminated, okay? Because you got to be able to get away from the emotional body, clear that, to get into the physical, okay? So if you don't feel anything on it, then do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which you should have had anyway. You may want to do that one first. So that's the whole process, is that you need to get rid of that emotion that's blocking you, blocking the energy in your body. Remember, the emotions will kill you. So what are you diagnosed with? You know, it's all emotional stuff. So you want to clean out the emotional body to get healing. Then you want to jumpstart the mind of the body. And you also want to do the alien death barcode, get those off of you. Because right away, once you get cancer or something like that, where it's terminal, you're hitting a barcode. So, and they want to get you out of here.
And so, Tina has a question related to that. Should we love our octopus or alien, too?
Typically a life form with a spirit. Remember, you didn't create these things.
Yeah, that's the difference there.
Yeah.
So, obviously, clearing them out through you, I guess, at least just what happened to me and maybe to you too, Tina, and other people, that it becomes more of an acceptance, I think. After a while, I did notice that Janice is talking about how she felt sad or homesick. I read a little here, and I have to say, when I first started this, I did feel a bit of grief going through me, because I had to give up a lot of what I had learned, a lot of what I had gone through in my life, and really give up even, beliefs that I thought was very important for me to have, that I had to let go of. So, I don't know at all if that helps you, Janice, or anyone else, but it did, it was something I had to kind of go through for a while. So, any comments on that, Ron?
Yeah, that can go in all different directions. I think the most shocking thing for people is after they hear maybe six of my shows or more, you first hear it and you kind of don't believe what you're hearing at first. So that might kind of intrigue you. And I do have people who say, Ron, I listen to a lot of your shows trying to find a loophole where you made a mistake or you screwed up or you said something different. But there's always that consistency there on all the programs, and nobody's other shows have that. They always kind of move in and out of different areas. So once you finally catch on to what we're talking about, and it takes typically six shows or more, you could feel betrayed because you took the wrong path in this lifetime, for the last 50,000, 100,000 years, you made a mistake. Remember, you're living the life of your ancestors, so you could feel all that guilt and maybe shame and betrayal. And the betrayal is actually betraying your spirit. And that can be very emotional because you didn't listen to your spirit and you got stuck here, okay? Remember, every 2,000 years you have a chance to leave. How come you're still here? So that's kind of how I look at it. Might sound a little maybe calloused or cold, but that's the facts, you know. You have to look at facts. I don't like to really sugarcoat stuff too much. Sometimes I do, but that's the whole process. And you do feel sometimes upset. You feel sad. And that's just because, you know, of the situations that people are under here. And then you wonder why you're here and how come it's so awful. And then you can look at your parents and say, why didn't you guys clean your bodies out, you know, before you had me? Why did he give me all your stuff? And ask your grandparents, you know, that. And, you know, if they're still living. So that's the whole process, is that, you know, humanity here has been sold and told a lie for so long now that people believe the lie. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy until you hear something different. When you hear something different, then it's hard to believe there's something different, because all of a sudden that difference doesn't equate into the norm of human consciousness here. Remember, the light does not work in mass consciousness. This is where you get all your thoughts from. It doesn't work with collective consciousness, universal mind, any of that, because that's all dark energy. So then you have to backpedal yourself out of it and reevaluate your life. I worked on one lady on an emotional whole lifetime clearing, probably maybe 5 years ago. And she, I think, was about 87 or 92 or something like that. She was pretty old. And she says, man, I got all these emotional problems. So I did the clearing on her, and she told me, she goes, Ron, you know, I feel much better after the clearing. She goes, I wish I would have had it earlier, you know, if I would have known about it, or if you would have been doing it. And she goes, I just realized that my whole life and all my thoughts, all of my stuff that I'm dealing with right now, you know, I wasted my whole lifetime. I only have a few years to go here. So I wasted, you know, 80 or 90 years of my life because I was stuck in emotions and in fear of doing things. So hopefully, you know, she lived the rest of her life out of fear and was able to express who she really wanted to be. So that's kind of the way it is here. And that's why I always mention that, to get your whole lifetime clearing done, because it's so important, because it will change your life. And, you know, if it doesn't change your life, then you have other problems that you want to go deeper in. But normally that's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's listening out there and they haven't done it, or they think they have done the clearing themselves by using my technique or something, no, it doesn't work. You have to do it. I had one lady come to me from an expo, and, you know, I think I was probably in San Francisco at the time, and I did the sample for her, and she was very, very excited. So she went to her room that night, and she was using Arcturians to as her guides, and she seemed to be, you know, really connected to them. So she had them attempt to do that clearing for her. She asked them to do the clearing because she didn't want to spend the money. And she says, you know, they did all they could do, and all they could do is maybe 1 or 2 years, took the whole night, and she says, I still didn't even feel cleared for the same result that you did in about 20 seconds. So she had a clearing done by me after that, but she was really amazed, because she thought that her ET guides were, you know, really powerful and astute and connected to source energy, et cetera, et cetera. And they couldn't do anything even close to that, even though they were a more advanced race. So I won't say that the Arcturians are good or the Arcturians are bad. I just see more of the octopus energies, but aside from that, not bashing aliens too much here, she could not get help from them on these clearings. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. It's all very It's all interesting. Not always easy, that's for sure. So to help out all of us, and this is obviously something we got to remind ourselves to keep doing, what about getting us beautifully heart-centered, Ron, the way you do it like nobody else?
Yeah, just do the mind-to-heart drop. Very
yep.
simple. Remember, you want to be out of time, or at least be turned off in the time-based reality so you can get your peace back. Otherwise, you know, you could be going into the mind loop energy, you know, the theme of your life, your storyline, repeating itself over and over and over again. Why me? How come this happened? Et cetera. You want to get yourself out of that, because otherwise you're stuck there. So the mind loop one clearing is a good one to have if you have those scenarios happening to you, you know, frequently. But the mind to heart drop should be doing daily. Just count from 10 to 1 backwards. Command your spirit to drop your thoughts into your heart. It's that simple. You know, if you're a meditative type person, you will more than likely give up meditation because you're going to find that it's wasting your time. You can do this in 20 seconds, be heart-centered, and still be, you know, living life without sitting in a chair, listening to tape or headphones or something, being sent out to the beyond, to out of your body, bringing in entities as you're out of your body. Because remember, when you're not home, who is? Well, they come in, your door's wide open. So here we go, mind to heart drop. So dropping down, commanding your spirit. 10, 9, 8, this is your thoughts coming into your heart. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There. It's that simple. Remember, things in the light are simple when you're in the light. You know, there's no real razzmatazz to it. There's no really big theme. Remember, when Jesus did healings, what did he say? You are healed. And that's the way the light ship works. You know, they don't have a lot of stuff that you normally have to go through, you know, different hoops and, you know, different mantras or whatever. You know, you just come right to the point. You go from a straight line from A to B, and that's how it works. That's why when I go through the chakras for each year, and if whatever it takes, when I count them down, we'll just say it's probably maybe 15, 20 seconds, your whole 1 year of time in your life is cleared instantly. They're doing a lot of work behind the scenes that you don't know about, and there's much more than the chakra clearing, but I just use the chakras to give you an indication so your mind can kind of figure out what's happening. Otherwise, I just say, okay, age 45 is healed, age 44 is healed, 43 is healed, 42 is healed. You know, that would be the quicker way, or just snap my fingers. But I do have to count because some people actually can feel the energy getting clear from their chakras, and they love that. They know that they have a body validation. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's very interesting talking about the mind, and ever since I've been better at staying heart-centered and in the now, fear just doesn't get to me that much, but I do notice that sometimes there are some thoughts that just spins in my mind, or, you know, it's typically the mind taking us out all the time. And I saw Freedom had, and since you were also mentioning the mind looping clearings, there's a mind loop one and there's a mind loop two. And Freedom had a question earlier on here: what's the difference between mental abduction and mental interference clearings? And I'm not 100% sure, Freedom, what you exactly mean, but maybe you get that wrong.
I'm not sure on the abduction one. We have the one that deals with the mind energy, which would be connecting you to the abduction clearings. So that's a special clearing get rid of those energies. I can't recall the exact clearing name, but it is a mental energy that the aliens can come through on. Because we have like the slime body clearing and the web coat. Then we have the
sludge body?
Yeah, and the mind, something with the mind, mind matrix or something like that, that connects you up, and that's how the jellyfish connects you to mass consciousness. So, but all those
are the cell mental, Ron.
Yeah, and the mental, yeah. Mm-hmm. So all those can help you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to say which one people need. You almost kind of have to use your spirit to tell you. But if you haven't had an emotional whole lifetime clearing yet, then you have no idea what the light shift can do for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, since you mentioned Mind Loop 1, and there's the Mind Loop 2, which one would a person be better off starting with, or what's the difference?
Well, number one deals with repetitive thoughts that you have throughout your lifetime, okay? So let's just say that you went out on a date when you were 16, and maybe some awful things happened during that process, some kind of sexual abuse or something. Maybe you got raped at 16. That would be, to me, the most awful thing to happen, and probably more to women than men. But we'll just say that happened to you as a woman. So your whole lifetime now is dealing with that problem, and maybe you have a sexual condition because of that. So whenever you think about being with a partner or your husband or somebody, you're not comfortable, and all of a sudden that date rape or whatever happens at 16, and you go, oh, you know, it's going to happen again, you know, because those buttons are pushed, okay? I'm just using that as an example. I don't want to, get too far out with that, but that's kind of what happened. So I'm trying to give you a good example of something. And so all of a sudden, that's your mind loop problem. It's coming in over and over and over again, okay? And that condition is making you dysfunctional throughout your life because you may be having it all the time. I see a movie where you see something happening and you get in fear. So the Mind Loop 1 gets you out of that condition of having a repetitive thought completely coming into your life all the time. Mind Loop 2 is when you're in the womb and you're in that real peaceful energy of your mother's spirit, and all of a sudden you start coming out and you know, you're conscious, you can feel energy, and you go, you know, I really don't want to be born in this lifetime. And all of a sudden you pop out, and all this negativity of darkness hits you, and then you go, wow, well, that's the Mind Loop 2 clearing. It helps to take away that energy of, like, why did I come here, okay? So that's your birth trauma. Birth trauma arriving into darkness. That's Mind Loop 2, okay? That's knowing that you are here for whatever your lifetime is, no way to get out. You know, either you die naturally or you commit suicide, one or the other, and then you're gone. But other than that, you're here for the duration. So that's what the Mind Loop 2 is to mm-hmm. help you out through that trauma of feeling the negativity coming into the earth plane here.
So if somebody is feeling having repetitive thoughts or repetitive things come up, like, oh, I haven't turned off my gas stove and keep running back in to check it, or I haven't turned off my iron or whatever it is, even like days after, or, you know, always having to constantly check themselves. Would that be
related? Could be the Mind Loop 1 clearing also, yeah.
Uh-huh. Could it also be an anxiety clearing that's needed, extreme anxiety or anything like that?
If you're getting a thought repeating itself, I would probably first do the Mind Loop 1 because that could bring you the anxiety, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so I would do that clearing first just to see how it works, because it may get rid of the anxiety that you're dealing with, because each time you have that thought, you get the anxiety. So you want to kind of nip it in the bud. So I would do the Mind Loop 1 clearing first.
Okay. So Stephanie is asking about animals. She's asking if the animals get stuck here, have they betrayed their spirits, too?
No, I don't think. Animals are different. Animals are here to enjoy life. They're not stuck in the mind energy quite as much as we are. I'd say probably much, much less, like 90% less or so.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you just look at a cat, they all they want to do is eat, you know, and go out and hunt at night, you know, look at stuff. And, you know, they have their own little program running, and they're very content, typically. You know, they're on their own path. Remember, you can't tell a cat what to do.
No.
It doesn't obey. I can remember seeing somebody having a cat on a leash trying to cross the street, and the cat dug in, and the person was pulling the cat, and all four legs are straight out. Hope it didn't have paw burns, you know, from the asphalt, but, you know what,
yeah.
I mean? It didn't want
to
come.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't tell a cat anything, you know. The cat uses its own energy, say intuition or whatever, and you know, dogs also have that, but cats are very independent. So yeah, animals typically are not stuck here like we are, and they do change into other life forms of animals, or you know, four-legged, we'll just call them. You know, a bird could turn into a cat or something, not because you know the bird wanted experience eating cats. The cat wanted experience eating birds or vice versa, you know, or anything, or picking on them. It's just that they choose that particular energy level to incarnate into. But they're still, in a sense, kind of forced here, but they're not really under mind control like we are daily.
Oh, that's so great. So we're actually coming up to our end, Ron, and you're going to have the conference call coming up, and for anyone who wants to come on with you, it's $20, and it's continuing to have more healing done if you've been on yesterday for 8 hours or just want an hour extra healing. It's kind of thinking about liver healing and that sort of thing would be great. And then we're going to kind of sign off for today and be back on Wednesday and Friday. And after Friday's show, we do the Q&A call, which is a free conference call to come on and ask questions of you, Ron. So anything else you want to talk about before saying goodbye?
No, just, you know, come on the call, do the healings, you know. The healings are here to help yourself. And, you know, they're also here to help you in the ascension process. Remember, you have to get your spirit first into your body because, you know, people abandon it and kicked it out by genetic programmings. And then after that, you need to get your spirit into your cellular structure. And that's your light body. So that's the two different types of energies. And the clearings that we do for people bring you into both of those. So that's why you need to have clearings. Not that you want to have them, you need to have them. Just to have a better life here, to get rid of the darkness out of you. Because your physical body is full of DNA, which is darkness. That's thoughts of your ancestors, you know. And remember, anything in judgment is darkness. So thank you, everybody, for coming on today. And our next BBS program is Wednesday at 7 o'clock. On Station 1 again, Pacific Time. Thank you. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you.